哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be on my brothers and sisters on the Sabbath.
在这个神所赐福的安息圣日，愿主的恩惠平安能够时刻与我们同在。
On this Sabbath day, may the peace and the blessing of the Lord be with all of us.
在今天安息日的早上，我们要用义人亚伯拉罕来做彼此学习的题目。
In this morning service, I would like to share with everyone on the topic of Abraham the righteous.
亚伯拉罕应该可以算是圣经当中最有名的人物之一。
Abraham can be considered as the most famous character in the Bible.
他是以色列人的先祖。
He was a forefather of the Israelites.
同时是以色列人口中的荣耀。
And he was a glory of the Israelites.
他被称为神的朋友。
And he was considered as a friend of God.
也是我们今天所称的信心之父。
And he is also considered as the father of faith.
在亚伯拉罕的人生当中，我们看到神怎么样一步一步的带领他的脚步。
In Abraham's life, we can see how God has guided him step by step.
从圣经的记载当中，我们看到神怎么样使他昌盛，使他成功。
And from the recording in the scripture, we can learn that how God has led him to prosper.
所以直到今天的犹太人
，even until today, the Jews，
他们仍然以亚伯拉罕为他们的祖宗，作为他们的荣耀跟夸口。
They still consider him as their forefather and their glory.
这样子的一个人
，such person，
这样的一个成功人生
，such successful life，
被神称为朋友
，can be considered as a friend of God。
今天你我信心的榜样
，and it is as an example of faith for all of us。
很多时候，我们学了很多他的故事
，and many times we have learned of his stories。
我们讲论了他很多的事迹
，and we have shared a lot of his recordings.
我们称他为信心的榜样。
And we have considered him as a father of faith.
但是他的信心到底在哪里表现出来呢？
But where can we see his faith?
所以我们今天早上就从圣经当中的几个记载来思考他的信心。
So this morning we'll consider several recordings as an example of his faith.
来作为你我今天学习效法的目标。
An example for all of us today.
为什么这样的一个人能够被称为信心之父？
Why can such person be considered as a father of faith?
我们请翻到创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
我们请翻到创世纪的第十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪的第十二章
Genesis chapter 12
创世纪十二章的第一节
First one
第一节
First one
神对亚伯兰说你要离开本地本族父家往我所指往我所要指示你的地去第二节
Two
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。第三节
Three.
为你祝福的，我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。第四节
Four.
亚伯兰就照着神的吩咐去了，罗德也与他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，年七十五岁。在这里，圣经记载着神跟亚伯拉罕的第一次互动。
And this is the first encounter between God and Abraham.
亚伯拉罕并不是以色列人。
And Abraham was not an Israelite.
因为在亚伯拉罕的时代，并没有所谓的以色列人。
Because in his time, there is no such place as Israel.
一直到雅各，就是亚伯拉罕的孙子，才出现所谓的以色列。
It was only till the time of Isaac that.Of Jacob, that there is the country of Israel.
所以亚伯拉罕他是乌尔人。
So Abraham was a man of Ur.
在这里就是我们所谓的外邦人啦。
And it is considered as a Gentile.
但是我们要有一个正确的观念。
But we need to have the right concept.
在早期上古并没有所谓的外邦人。
In the early days, there is no such thing as a Gentile.
因为没有以色列人，自然就没有所谓的外邦人。
Because there was no Israelites, so there is no Gentiles.
所以呢，这里亚伯拉罕他是一个大臣，叫做乌尔城里面的人。
And so Abraham came from a large city called City of Ur.
乌尔在当时是繁华兴盛 而且非常进步的城市。
And at the time, the city of Ur was a prosperous city that was also very wealthy.
所以能够活在吾尔，那是高人一等的生活，那是富裕繁华的环境。
So for him to stay there, he lived a wealthy and prosperous life.
但是在这里，当他75岁的时候，神向他显现。
But here, when he was 75 years old, God appeared to him.
并且叫他要离开本地本族富家，往神所指示的地方去。
And told him to get out of his country, from his family, from his father's house.
当然，那个时代的人，他的年纪，活的年纪，比我们现在略比我们现在更长一些。
And people at that time live a lot longer than us today.
所以75岁在我们今天已经算是老年，在当年可能没有可能算是中年偏向老年中间啊。
So 75 years old back then is considered middle age.
但是这个时候亚伯拉罕有自己的家族，有自己的环境，有自己的家庭。
But at this time, Abraham already had his own country and his family.
却因为神所说的一句话，他必须要连根拔起，离开他所熟悉的环境。
But because of one word from God, he needs to uproot his family and leave his country.
离开自己所熟悉的环境并不是一件容易的事。
To leave the environment that he's familiar with is not easy.
尤其是人过中年，对环境会有更大的危机。
Especially near middle age,we have been comfortable with our surroundings.
年轻人，你要叫他换环境，其实并不困难。
It is not difficult for young men to change their location.
一个人吃饱，全家就饱，包包拿着就出去挑战人生了。
You have more of a motivation to leave your place and to strive for better.
因为你损失得起，大不了失败了，回家再吃老爸的。
Because at that point in your life, if you fail, you can go back to your father's house.
所以对一个年轻人来讲，面对世界的挑战，走出熟悉的环境比较容易。
So for a young man, it is easier for you to leave your environment and to face challenges.
但是当你人到中年，一切都已经稳定，你有你的责任跟负担，那就不一样了。
But as you enter your middle age, you have your own responsibility and surrounding that's not easy to leave.
但是在这里，因为神对亚伯拉罕的显现，以及神对他所吩咐的话。
But because God appeared to Abraham and what he said to him,
亚伯拉罕就离开了他熟悉的环境，繁华的吾尔，走入了不知的未来。
Abraham left the familiar environment, the rich city of Ur, and left.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》。
Let us turn to the book of Acts.
我们看《使徒行传》的第六章。
Chapter 6.
使徒行传第七章哦。
Acts chapter 7.
我们看使徒行传第七章的第二节。
Verse 2.
斯蒂凡说，诸位父兄请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在美索波大米亚还未往哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。第三节。
3.
对他说，你要离开本地和亲族，往我所指示你的地方去。第四节。
4.
他就离开加勒底人之地，住在哈兰。从他父亲死了之后，神就使他从那里搬到你们现在所住之地呀。而在这里告诉我们说，神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And here states that the glory of God appeared to Abraham.
并且要他搬离所住的地方，往一块未知之地而去。
For him to get out from his own country and enter into unknown land.
告诉我们说，当亚伯拉罕要离开吾尔的时候。
And when Abraham was to leave Ur.
他要去哪里，到哪里，面对什么样的环境，最后会到哪里，并不知道。
He did not know where he was going to go or where he's going to end up.
这个对亚伯拉罕是一个非常大的考验。
And for Abraham, this was a great challenge.
我们今天如果要搬家，我们一定要知道自己要去哪里，不是吗？
Today, if we're going to move our house, we would definitely know where we're going.
所以在去年我们要从我们家要从东岸搬到西岸以先。
So last year, when my family moved from the east coast to the west,
我们就在跟我太太商量啊。
I was having a discussion with my wife.
我太太就跟我说。
And my wife said,
你先去。
You go first.
你先去搞清楚我们要住哪里。
You go first and be sure where we will be staying.
你先去看看我们附近的环境。
You go first and be sure of our surroundings.
你先去找到我们要住的房子。
To find the house we're going to stay at.
然后在他跟孩子到以前，我要把房子全部处理好，整修完毕，然后恭迎他们的大驾。
And before me and my children arrive, you will need to be sure to purchase a house already.
我太太说你先去。
My wife said, you go first.
因为你先去才有人到机场接人啊。
Then you can pick me up at the airport.
这个是我们非常正常的想法。
And this is a very normal thinking.
因为人对环境的，人对未知的环境总是多了一份的恐惧。
Because man has fear towards the unknown.
但是在这里却告诉我们，亚伯拉罕离开的时候根本不知道自己要去哪里。
But here tells us when Abraham left, he did not know where he was going.
而且对亚伯拉罕来讲，只要离开乌尔，就是更差的环境。
And to Abraham, as long as he leaves Ur, he's going to a lesser place.
我们刚所说，乌尔是当代的大城。
As we have shared, Ur was a large city at the
time. 不管是经济、文化、人文、科学，都是属于当代首屈一指的城市。
They are a very advanced city.
离开了乌尔，只会往下走，环境越来越差。
And leaving the place of Ur will only lower his quality.
但是我们没有看到亚伯拉罕跟神讨价还价。
But we did not see here that Abraham is complaining to God.
我们也没有看到亚伯拉罕对神有所抱怨或者是拒绝执行。
We did not see Abraham have any grumbled against God, nor did he reject God.
今天你我如果是亚伯拉罕
，Today if we are Abraham,
我们其实可以找出很多的原因理由来拒绝。走出乌尔。
We can have many reasons today to not leave Ur.
这个是我们今天要学习亚伯拉罕的一项功课。
But this is a lesson for all of us today.
你所觉得好，在神眼中不见得是好。
What you think is good is not necessarily good.
你所认为的对，在神眼中也不见得就是对。
What you think is right is not necessarily right in the eyes of God.
因为神的旨意高过人的旨意。
Because God's will is higher than us.
神的智慧高过人的智慧。
And His wisdom is greater than us.
所以很多时候我们都喜欢用自己的观念、想法跟认知来评判神的要求。
So oftentimes we would judge according to our own personal preference and opinion.
从而拒绝神对我们的期望或对我们人生的安排。
To reject the expectation of life that God has for us.
但是亚伯拉罕就是单纯的顺服就离开了。
But Abraham, he purely believed.
最后他走到了迦南地，神使他留在这块土地上面。
And he walked towards the land of Canaan and he stayed.
如果在当时的在当时的乌尔人来看
，and from the eyes of the people who lived in Ur，
亚伯拉罕离开乌尔到了迦南是一件极其愚蠢的事情。
For Abraham to leave that place to enter into the land of Canaan was a very foolish thing to do.
很多时候我们讲到迦南，都觉得它就是牛奶与蜜之地，不是吗
？A lot of times when we think of Canaan, we think of the land of milk and honey.
其实，在亚伯拉罕的年代，迦南只是野蛮这个蛮荒之地而已啊。
But in Abraham's time, this place was merely a wilderness.
都是野蛮人 ，barbarian.
They are barbarians.
没有什么文化跟竞争跟科技。
They have no culture or any advancement.
更谈不上什么生活的舒适跟环境了。
Nor any comfort in their quality of life.
但是当神带着亚伯拉罕走到了乌尔，走到了迦南。
But as God led Abraham towards the land of Canaan,
却在这一块地上使他最终成为牛奶与蜜的美地。
In this land, it was to become the land of milk and honey.
所以在这里，亚伯拉罕给我们留下的第一个榜样。
So this is the first example that Abraham has left for us.
叫做完全的顺服。
It is called fully submit to God.
在使徒行传当中有一段记载啊。
And there's a recording in the books of Acts.
它记载到腓力去传福音。 给埃提阿伯的太监，不是吗？
And it was a recording of Philip preaching to the eunuch of Antioch,
Ethiopia.、
啊、
这个故事我们大家都很熟悉。
And we are very familiar with this recording.
也不会觉得这个故事有什么特别。
We don't think there's any special about it.、
啊、但是我告诉大家，这个故事非常的奇怪啊。
But I will tell you that the story is very strange.、
啊、因为当时腓力在城中。
Because when Philip was in the city,、
啊、在城中当中有许多值得拯救的灵魂，有许多要信耶稣的人。
There was many people who want to believe in God who needs to be saved.
圣经里面却说，神带着圣灵带着腓力来到旷野。
But yet the Bible recorded that they led Philip to the wilderness.
然后就遇上了埃提阿伯的太监。
And met this eunuch.
问题在哪里？
And what was the issue here?
问题是在城中有这么多人。
And the problem here is that there's a lot of people in the city.
旷野只有一个。
And in the wilderness, there was only one.
今天你我都会数学。
And we all know math today.
我们都会数算。
We can count.
我们都会觉得什么样才是最高的投资报酬率 investment return.
And we will think what is the best investment return.
哦，所以如果按照我们人的判断。
And so for if in our own judgment,
这里有一堆人在等着要听福音。
A bunch of people here wanting to listen to the gospel.
神却叫我到旷野，到旷野干什么？
And God has asked me to go to the wilderness.
我们就要打上问号。
So we will have a question mark.
甚至对神质疑。
And question God.
以为自己比神更有智慧。
Thinking we're wiser than God.
最后坚持个人的意见要来完成自以为美的工作。
And to be stubborn in our own opinion to fulfill a better purpose in
our opinion. 但是使徒行传告诉我们。
But in the book of Acts,
说腓力就来到了旷野。
Philip, he arose and went.
并且将福音带给伊索比亚这个太监。
And he brought the gospel to the eunuch of Ethiopia.
啊，最后把福音传到了伊索比亚。
And the gospel was preached to Ethiopia.
那所以我们今天在神的面前不要太以为自己有智慧。
So today, in front of God, do not consider yourself wise.
因为当你在神面前太过聪明。
Because when you consider yourself wise,
意见太多，想法太多。
With any opinions,
啊，到最后就成为愚拙的了。
Then it is considered foolish.
啊，所以这是第一个给我们的提醒。
And so this is our first reminder.
啊，第二个，我们来看创世纪的第十五章。
Second, let us read Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪的第十五章。
Genesis chapter 15.
十五章的第一节。
Verse 1.
这是以后神在异象中对亚伯兰说：“亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌。”必大大的赏赐你。第二节。
Two.
亚伯兰说：“主神啊，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马士革人以利以谢。”第三节。
Three.
亚伯兰说：“你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。”第四节。
Four.
神又对他说：“这人必不成为你的后嗣。”你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。第四节第五节。
Five.
于是领他走到外边，说：“你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”第六节。
Six.
亚伯拉罕信神，神就以此为他的义啊。而在这里圣经告诉我们为什么他被称为信心之父。
And here the Bible tells us why he's considered as a father of faith.
因为在这里说他对神的信心已经超越了人所能看见的眼界。
Because his faith has surpassed what can only be seen with the eyes of men.
人都喜欢看到再来接受。
As men, we like to see before we accept.
不能看见就很难相信。
If we cannot see, then it is hard for us to believe.
但是在这里，当亚伯兰跟神说：“神啊，我没有孩子。”
But here, when Abraham told God that I do not have a child.
所以我一切所拥有的，你所赐给我的一切，只能留给家中的老仆人。
Then everything I have can only be given to an old servant in my house.
这个时候亚伯拉罕已经不年轻了。
And at this time, Abraham is no longer young.
每过一天，他离有孩子的盼望就越来越遥远。
Every day passed, he's further away from having an heir.
但是在这里，神却对亚伯拉罕说
But here, God told Abraham,
他说你的仆人不会成为你的儿子。
That your servant will not be your heir.
要从你自己所生的才会承受你的家业。
Your heir will come from your own body.
这个时候，当神对亚伯拉罕说了这句话
，And when God said this to Abraham,
圣经里面第六节这里讲到一句非常重要的关键
，And there is a very key verse in verse 6.
说亚伯兰信神，神就称他为义啦。
And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted to him for righteousness.
他信神信什么？
What did he believe in God?
他信神所说的必定成就。
He believed in God of what he said will come true.
所以既然神说我一定会有一个孩子。
So since God said that I will have an heir,
不管我的年纪怎么样老迈。
No matter of my age,
不管我们的身体怎么样衰残。
Of my health,
不管在世人的眼中看起来有多么的不可能。
Or how impossible it is in the eyes of men.
神所说我会有孩子，我就一定会有孩子。
If God said I will have an heir, then I will have one.
所以这就是亚伯拉罕的信。
And this is the faith of Abraham.
超越人所能看见、人所能接受的观念。
It surpasses what man can see and understand.
因为他对神的相信已经远超过他对人身体的认识。
Because what he believed has surpassed what he understand of his own body.
在人眼中的不可能，在神眼中没有什么叫不可能的。
It is impossible in the eyes of man, but not in the eyes of God.
这句话我们都很会说。
And we are all very good at saying this phrase.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
What is impossible with man, it is possible with God.
但是当我们真正遇上了。
But one day, if we truly encounter a problem,
虽然嘴巴会说，但是有时候心里却很难信得下去。
Even though we may say this, but it is hard for us to believe in our
hearts. 但是亚伯拉罕做到了。
But Abraham has accomplished this.
所以圣经里面告诉我们啊。
So the Bible tells us.
他说啊，当亚伯拉罕每过一天。
As every day passes,
他就更加的欢喜啊。
He becomes more joyful.
为什么会更加的欢喜？
Why is this?
因为离他所得到应许的日子更近了。
Because as day pass, he is closer to receiving his promise.
亚伯拉罕在这个年纪。
And at this age in his life,
他不知道自己还可以活多久。
He doesn't know how long he will live.
但是他知道说，在剩下的年日当中，有一天是他要得到儿子的日子。
But in the remaining days of his life, he knows that one day he will receive this heir, his son.
不知道是哪一天。
He doesn't know what day.
但是一定有一天。
But there is going to be a day.
因为神说一定有。
Because God said there will be a day.
所以在他的脑海当中已经设定了有一天我会得到孩子。
So in his mind, he already said to himself that he will receive an heir.
所以当每过一天，
so as every day passes by,
他只知道说他离那一个神所定的日子更近了。
He knows that he is getting closer to this promise.
所以当世人只会越来越失望，越来越灰心。
So as a man of this world, we give up as day goes by.
亚伯拉罕却是越来越喜乐，因为要得着的日子更近了。
Abraham is the opposite, that he becomes more joyful as day passes.
这叫做坚如磐石的信心。
And this is a faith, as compared to a rock.
深信说神绝对不会让你我失望。
He deeply believes that God will not disappoint him.
所以圣经里面讲说，神被称为亚伯拉罕的神，并不以为羞愧。
That if you have the God of Abraham, you shall not be ashamed.
我们来看希伯来书的第十一章。
Let us read Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十一章第十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节。
11.
因着信，连撒拉自己。虽然过了生育的年的岁数，还能怀孕，因他以为那应许他的是可信的。第十二节
，12.
所以就仿佛如同一个已死的人，就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙 那样无数啊。我们再看第十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节，亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。十八节。
18.
论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才能称为你的后裔。十九。
19.
他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从 死里得回他的儿子来。在这里圣经讲到亚伯拉罕的信心、啊、
And here the Bible tells us the faith of Abraham、
啊、他不但相信神的应许必然成就，
He not only believes that the promise of God will come true、
啊、当神对亚伯拉罕说，把你的儿子，你唯一的儿子，你所爱的以撒献上，当作燔祭。
When God told Abraham to give up his one and only son, Isaac,
亚伯拉罕就把以撒带着到摩利亚山上，举刀要把他杀了，献祭给神。
Abraham brought Isaac to the mountain and was about to kill him.
那这段故事也是我们，也是你我都非常熟悉。
And the story is something that is very familiar to us.
我们会觉得说，亚伯拉罕爱神超过一切，愿意把最爱的儿子也献上。
We will think that he loves God more than anything else, even his own begotten son.
他实在是太爱神了。
That he loves God so much.
很多时候我们把重点都放在亚伯拉罕爱神胜过他的独生儿子。
And a lot of times we put our emphasis that God, that he has loved God more than his own son.
啊，当然这样子是没有错的。
And this may be correct.
啊，但是在当中还有另外一个更重要的教训啊。
But there's another important lesson within this message.
亚伯拉罕为什么愿意这么简单，这么听话，这么容易的就献上他的儿子？
Why was Abraham so willing, so easily to give up his son?
很简单啊，因为他相信他的儿子绝对不会死啊。
And because he believes that his son will not die.
他的儿子绝对不能死啊。
His son will not die and cannot
die. 就算我举刀把他切下去。
Even if I were to kill him with my own knife.
剁剁剁，切切切，戳戳戳。
And no matter how much I stab or kill,
他知道他的儿子绝对不能死。
He knows that his son cannot die.
不会死，不能死。
Cannot and will not die.
为什么不会死？
Why not?
因为神说从以撒所生的才是我的后裔哦。
Because God promised him that your descendant will come from Isaac.
代表说如果今天以撒死掉了，
And so for today, if Isaac were to die,
没有留下孩子,
there's no child left,
那神的应许就落空了。
Then God will fall short of his promise.
所以当亚伯拉罕举起那把刀要杀他的孩子献给神的时候,
So when Abraham was about to raise up his knife to kill Isaac,
其实他的内心世界可能比你我想象的轻松一些啊。
Perhaps His inner battle is a lot easier than what we think.
因为他相信，就算他的儿子死了，神也一定必须要让儿子复活。
Because he believed that even if Isaac were to die, God will raise him up.
因为神的应许绝对不可以落空。
Because God will not fall short of his own promise.
以撒一定要帮我生下孩子，留下后嗣才可以。
Isaac will bear sons, and they will be my descendants.
这就是亚伯拉罕的信心啊。
And this is the faith of Abraham.
啊，但是我们如果看过去的旧约历史，
And if we have looked into the history in the Old Testament,
在这以先啊，在这个在亚伯拉罕举刀以先哦，
Prior to Abraham raising his knife,
并没有任何死人复活的记录哦。
There was no recording of anything of resurrection.
什么意思？
And what does that mean?
就是当时代的人，他们知道神很厉害，神很伟大。
And it means that at the time, people know that God is almighty and powerful.
但是他们对神的认识非常有局限。
But their understanding of God was limited.
所以他们并不知道神到底会不会有没有办法让已经死掉的人复活。
So they do not know and they are unsure if God can bring someone back to life.
今天你我都知道神是全能、全智、全知。
And today we know that God is almighty and all powerful.
那是因为我们有很多的，不管是圣经的教导，或是生活上的见证，来给我们，或者是我们所听见的神迹，来给我们做佐证。
Because we have many teaching from the Bible from our own personal experiences as well as testimonies from our brothers and sisters.
所以你信得下去。
So you can believe.
但是你不要忘了亚伯拉罕什么都没有啊。
But don't forget that Abraham does not have anything.
他对神只有单纯的信心。
He only has pure faith.
说就算我的孩子死了，我的神 也能叫他活过来。
Even my child were to die today, God will raise him back to life.
所以什么叫信心之父？
And what does it mean to be the father of faith?
超越个人眼界的信心。
It is to surpass what can only be seen with the eyes of man.
没有看见，但是我相信。
I don't see it, but I believe it.
超越个人经验的信心。
It surpasses your own personal experiences.
虽然从来没有听过看过，但是我接受。
Even though I've never seen or heard, but I'm going to accept it anyway.
我相信我的神一定能够做到。
I believe that one day my God can do it.
我相信我的神绝对不会让我落空。
I believe that God will not fall short.
这叫做亚伯拉罕的信心啊。
And this is the faith of Abraham.
他相信他的儿子绝对不会死。
He believes that Isaac will not die.
因为这个孩子是一定要为他留下血缘，留下后裔的。
Because his child will be his bloodline.
他相信他一定会得着一个孩子。
That he will receive a son.
就算身体不行、衰败、残破，但是他相信神所应许的必然实现。
Even that he's of old age and he's unhealthy, God will deliver.
哦，所以这叫做超越眼见的信心啊。
And this is a faith that surpasses.What can only be seen with the eyes of man.
那第三，我们来看创世纪的十七章。
Thirdly, let's turn to Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪的第十七章。
Genesis chapter 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
十七章的第一节。
17 verse 1.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候，神向他显现，对他说：我是全能的神。你当在我面前做完全人。第二节。
Two.
我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。第三节。
Three.
亚伯兰俯伏在地，神又对他说。第四节。
Four.
我与你立约，你要做多国的父。在十七章记载的神与亚伯拉罕立约。
And in chapter 17 records the sign of the covenant.
啊，并且把他的名字从亚伯兰改成亚伯拉罕。
And his name was changed from Abraham to Abraham.
啊，在这里告诉我们说，在99岁的时候，神向他显现。
And when he was 99, the Lord appeared to Abraham.
我们如果看16章的第16节。
And if you look at chapter 16, verse 16.
他说，当夏甲给亚伯兰生以实玛利的时候，亚伯兰年86岁。
Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar born Ishmael.
所以亚伯兰人生当中有13年的空白。
So in the life of Abraham, he has 13 years of waiting.
因为他用自己的方法生了以实玛利。
Because he has used his own method and way to give birth to Ishmael.
他做错了。
He made a mistake.
他没有等啊，他一直等待，但是他用自己的仁义来完成，来试图来完成神的旨意。
He was waiting, but yet he used his own will, his own way to fulfill the promise of God.
啊，神说从你所生的嘛，对不对？
Because God said from your body.
啊，夏甲生出来的还是从亚伯拉罕所生的啊。
From Hagar, it is still from his own body.
啊，这就是有时候啊，人啊太聪明哦。
And this is sometimes when man is wiser.
啊，结果啊，以实玛利一生，神就生气了啊。
And so God was angry with Abraham.
所以13年的空白，神没有跟他有任何的记载，神没有跟他有任何的互动。
So there were 13 years, empty years, where God did not interact with Abraham.
一直到99岁的时候。
Till when he was 99.
99岁过了13年，神又向他显现。
After 13 years, when he was 99, God
appeared to him. 第一句话就跟他讲说，亚伯拉罕啊，你要在我面前做完全人。
The first thing God said was, I am a mighty God, walk before me and be blameless.
所以亚伯拉罕的人生有高有低，信心有好有坏。
So in the life of Abraham, he has his up and down.
他并不是一开始就是完全。
He was not perfect in the beginning.
而是有他的软弱跟缺点。
He also has his own weakness.
但是当神向他显现。
But when God appeared to him,
神跟他说，亚伯兰，你要做完全人。
God said to him, you need to be blameless.
我就与你立约。
And I will make my covenant between me and you.
我们再看第四节啊。
Verse 4.
他说，神说，神对他说，我与你立约啊。
As for me, behold, my covenant is with you.
啊，所以我们看圣经啊，读圣经要读慢一点啊。
So let us read slower.
你没有觉得这一段很奇怪吗？
Don't you think it is strange here?
神对他说，你要完全，我才要跟你立约。
And God said, you need to be blameless, then I'm going to have a covenant with you.
过了五秒钟之后，神说，好，我跟你立约。
After 5 seconds, God said, I'm going to have a covenant with
you. 你说中间到底发生什么事情了？
What happened in between?
不是说亚伯拉罕要完全神才要立约吗？
Doesn't Abraham need to be blameless for God to have a covenant with
him? 既然会有这个要求，表示亚伯拉罕还不完全哦，还不完全哦。
If there was an ask, that means he wasn't.Blameless yet.
可是到了第四节，神说好，可以的，我可以跟你立约了。
But yet in verse 4, God said, "Here, I will make my covenant with you."
所以亚伯拉罕从不完全到完全多久
？So how long does it take from Abraham to from not blameless to blameless?
一节。
One verse.
从第二节，神说你必须要完全。
From verse 2, when God said, from verse 1, God is saying you be blameless.
到第四节，神说可以的，你已经完全了，我跟你立约了。
To verse 4, when God said, you are and I will make my covenant.
有时候我们看了啊，如果仔细看，你会昏倒啊。
And if you look closely, you might, be very confused.
因为我们常觉得啊，完全是一个非常漫长的过程，终其一生无法达到，拼了老命还是不完全啊。
Because oftentimes we think blameless is a lifelong task that will take forever for us to be able to become one day.
人家亚伯拉罕五秒钟就完全了。
Abraham completed in 5 seconds.
他到底从第二节到第四节发生了什么事情？
What happened between verse 2 and 4?
只有一件事。
One thing.
这里圣经说亚伯拉罕就俯伏在地啊。
That Abraham fell on his face.
因为俯伏在地就成为完全。
He fell on his face and he became blameless.
所以我们今天怎么样成为完全？
How do we become blameless?
在神面前俯伏在地啊。
To fall on your face in front of God.
什么叫做俯伏在地？
What does it mean to fall on your face?
俯伏在地叫做认识自己的错误。
It means to recognize your own mistake.
悔改自己的软弱。
To repent of your weaknesses.
接受神所安排的旨意。
To accept God's will.
完全顺服直到末了。
To fully submit to God until the end.
当亚伯拉罕俯伏在地啊。
And when Abraham fell on his face.
代表他不为自己的行为做任何的辩解。
He did not make any excuses for his actions.
错了就是错了。
What he did was wrong and it was wrong.
不用解释。
No need to explain.
没有理由。
No reasons.
只是很可惜我们今天啊理由一堆解释不完啊。
But unfortunately today we have numerous excuses.
明明圣经里面说不要这样，但是你理由很多啊。
Even the Bible said do not do this, but you have many excuses.
明明知道信仰的路要怎么走，你就不愿意做，但是你借口一堆啊。
You know how to walk on this journey of faith, yet you still give yourself many excuses.
神知道我软弱啦。
God knows that I am weak.
以后我会慢慢进步啦。
And that I am going to improve with time.
神是爱我的，神不会生气啦。
God loves me, and He will not be angry.
很多时候我们给自己太多的借口理由来包容自己的软弱。
And a lot of times we give ourselves too many excuses to pass by.
不然就是把责任推脱归咎给身旁其他的人。
Or we blame others around us.
主啊，不是我不爱你啦，是因为我还有很多事。你看，我还有家要养，我还有房子要养，我这样我那样，所以我不热心正常，我不聚会是能够理解啊。
God, it's not that I don't love you, it's just that I'm so busy with my life, my family.
怪谁？怪家人？怪儿女？怪朋友？怪同事？怪身旁的人啊？天怪地怪啊？从来不是我的错啊。
I blame my family, my work, everything around me, but not me.
这是人的天性。
And this is a nature of man.
你看创世纪里面，当始我们的始祖犯罪。
In Genesis, when our forefathers have committed a sin.
神对亚当说：“你做的那是什么事啊？”
Adam, God said to Adam, "What is it that you have done?"
神就指着女人说：“啊，就是你造的那个女人，那女人害我的。”
And Adam pointed to the woman. The woman you created was the one who got me in trouble.
夏娃说：“那个蛇害我的。”
And Eve pointed her finger to the serpent.
蛇啊，大概无言以对啊，不知道怎么讲。遇到这两个哈，
And serpent didn't know what to say because he had met Adam and Eve.
刚刚明明很开心呐、啊，哇，那个明明说那个果子很好吃啊，转过头翻脸就不认人呐、啊。
Just now you said that the fruit was delicious, and now that you are blaming everything on me.
所以遇到这种始祖啊，那个蛇可能也是很无奈啊。
And the serpent must not know what to deal with.
但是啊，这就是人的天性。
But this is the nature of man.
推脱责任。
To blame others.
怪别人呐、啊。
To give our responsibilities to others.
但是在这里啊，当亚伯兰俯伏在地啊。
But here, as Abraham fell on his face,
他很清楚神在讲什么。
He very well know what God is saying.
在这十三年当中，他可能想了又想，懊悔又懊悔。哎呀，我怎么 怎么用自己怎么这么冲动呢?
And he might be thinking again and again in the last 13 years that he has done committed something so wrong.
13年神不跟我说话。
For 13 years God did not speak to me.
所以当神再次跟他显现。
So when God appeared to him again,
俯伏在地代表着完全的认罪。
He fell on his face to demonstrate that he has fully submit.
不再为自己人生的软弱、信仰的缺口来找借口、找理由。
He no longer gives excuses to his life and his faith.
我们看诗篇的第32篇啊。
Let us turn to the book of Psalm.
诗篇的第32篇。
Psalm chapter 32.
诗篇32篇的第一节
Psalm chapter 32 verse 1
第一节说得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的啊而在这里告诉我们说当我们来到神面前承认自己的罪过
And here tells us as we come before God to fall before him
而在神面前就会得到赦免你就是有福的人啦
To admit of our wrong then we will be blessed
而但是一个人如果拒绝认罪总是把责任推脱给别人
But when a man refuses to repent
在箴言告诉我们说，这样的人他的人生必不亨通啊。
Then in the book of Psalm tells us that this person would not be blessed.
啊，所以我们在这里看到亚伯拉罕俯伏代表第一个完全的认罪。
So Abraham as he fell to his face represents that he was submissive.
第二个代表他对神将来对他的人生安排完全的顺服啊。
And that he has submitted his entire life in the hands of God.
所以你要怎么样得到完全
？So how can you become blameless?
其实不用想那么多啊。
You do not need to think too much.
完全的认罪，完全的顺服，你就是完全啊。
To be blameless, completely, repent, completely fall towards God.
不管神在你生命当中怎么样的安排。
No matter what God has given you in your life.
不管为了信耶稣，你需要付上什么样的代价。
No matter what kind of price you have to pay in order to believe in God.
你都欢喜接受，并且仰望天家。
You accepted with whole heart and put your eyes on the heavenly kingdom.
以每一天欢喜快乐过你基督徒的人生。
To live joyful life day by day.
啊，那你就在神眼中就是完全的。
Then in the eyes of God, you are blameless.
啊，所以信仰的路不应该是咬牙切齿，这个咬牙切齿痛苦万分的。
So the journey of faith should not be so hard.
哇，想到信耶稣就觉得很后悔。
When you think that you believe in God and Christ, that you regret it.
干嘛这么早洗礼？干嘛这么早信主
？Why did I baptize so soon? Why did I believe so soon?
啊，神也没有对我比较好。生命当中怎么充满了各种讨厌的事情
？God is not any better to me today, and there are still so many challenges in my life.
啊，但是又知道有神，所以不敢离开教会。
But because you know that there is a God, and you are afraid to leave the church.
虽然活在信仰当中，但是每天充满了各种的苦毒跟怨恨。
But even though you live this faith, yet every day you live in bitterness and
这种信仰有什么美
？And how is this faith beautiful?
这样的献祭有什么样的香气
？How is this offering? How can it be this offering be full of aroma?
你的牺牲能够让神有什么喜悦
？And how can you be pleasing to God?
所以要俯伏在地呀。
So that we must prosper.
当你心中口中充满了各样的抱怨跟尖酸刻薄对信仰的话语
，and as your mouth is filled with complaints and bitterness，
其实你不是在对人说，你是在不断宣泄你对神的不满而已啊。
You are not only talking to men, but towards God of all the things that you're unhappy with God.
哦，所以要俯伏在地
，that you must fall on the floor.
我的神绝不会犯错。
That my God will not make a mistake.
我只要俯伏，神就要与我立约。
And as long as I fall before Him,
不管人生当中遇到什么事情
，God will make a covenant with me.
不管人生当中遇到什么事情
，No matter what happens in my life today,
我都要努力的欢喜接受。
That I will accept it every day with joy.
因为相信神一定有更美的旨意。
Because I believe that God has something that's better for me.
当我们能够每一天都用这样子的心情跟态度来过我们的人生
，And if we can live this life.With this attitude every day,
你就是完全人啦。
Then you are blameless.
那所以我们今天早上用亚伯拉罕的几段事迹做我们的提醒。
This morning we have shared about Abraham for mutual encouragement.
要能够顺服神的安排，凭信心接受。
To submit and to receive God's plan with faith.
要绝对相信神的旨意绝不落空。
To believe that God will not be fall short of His promise.
更要在欢喜当中等待神的应许。
And to live and wait every day of this promise with joy.
就像希伯来书里面所说的。
And just like it is recording in the book of Hebrews.
说亚伯拉罕最后从地上家乡的盼望看见了天上永恒的住处。
In the end, he has put his hope towards this heavenly dwelling.
所以你知道吗？亚伯拉罕虽然非常有钱。
And even though Abraham was wealthy.
但是他一辈子没有在他一辈子没有在世界上置买土地或者是建造城市。
But he had never built or bought land or built himself a big city.
他只有买了一块小地而已。
He only purchased a small land.
就是当做坟墓啊，葬他太太的一块坟地而已啊。
It was a grave for his wife.
亚伯拉罕这么有钱，他可以买土地、置产业、盖城市、发大财，可以的。
And Abraham was so wealthy, he can build himself a city and be prosperous.
他为什么从来不买地？
Why did he never have purchased a land?
很简单啊，因为相信神的应许啊。
It's very easy because he simply believed God's
promise. 神跟他说，这块地是给你跟你的子孙哦。
God promised him that this land is for you and your descendants.
既然是我的地，我为什么要花钱买？
It is already my land. Why do I need to buy it?
不买地，因为这是他的。
He doesn't need to buy it because it's already his.
现在不是，以后也是，因为神说的。
If it's not his now, it will become his in the future.
哦，所以他就不在世上置产。
So he did not purchase any land.
因为这世上的已经是他的了。
Because what is in this world is already his.
他是仰望天家的天上的家乡。
He has placed his eyesight on the heavenly dwelling.
因为那个才是他真正追求的目标。
Because that is his goal and his pursuit.
啊，希望我们每个人都有亚伯拉罕的心智。
And I hope that everyone will have the heart of Abraham.
都能够成为神的朋友。
To become friend of God.
我们一起来唱诗哦。
Let us sing hymn.
一起来唱诗157首。
157.